culture, but apply it to the white man's society in a way.
How do you feel about Navajo Community College?
I think it's real dry. You don't, the Indians that go there don't pay tuition, and I think it's pretty bad. Maybe that's one reason why the college isn't as good as it should be. You take courses there, but you don't get credit for it. And therefore, I was thinking of going there too, but I thought, gee, you know, if I'm not going to get any credit, forget it, you know? I want to get my degree. And they put it in such a low level that, you know, it's just considered like a high school, or you might say a vocational school, something like that, but it isn't on the college level. It doesn't rank at all. No way.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to what we've been talking about? What do you think of 49s?
As of now, I don't have a very good impression on it, but in a way it's good because then you can identify with your own people. Because being a minority group on the university, out of 15,000 students, you need to be with your own people at least, you know, once a week or something like that. And it's fun. I wouldn't mention the other things, but I think it's great there to socialize with your own kind of people. You don't feel out of place. You're happy. You can communicate with your own kind very easily, get across your ideas there. And I think it's all right. It's not the greatest thing, but it's something that you can identify with.
Okay. Do you speak the Navajo language?
No, I don't. But I understand it slightly, and all my sisters and brothers didn't start speaking Navajo until they were at least a junior or a senior in high school. But considering, I think I've done very well in school. And the kids who have talked Indian all their lives since they were small and learned English as a second language, I can understand how hard it is for them because, you know, the grammar-wise, it's very different. And I don't know. In a way, I think it's a lot better for the Indian students to learn English first, really, I think. And of course, they can apply to Navajo later, after they can speak English, okay? Like, you can start speaking English when you're 4, 5, 6 years old. By the time you're 6, you can start learning Navajo, and you can speak it just as well later on, I think. But I think if you grab onto English first, I think you have a better chance of going through college. You have a better understanding, and you can go through, I guess you might say, your English courses a lot better. And I don't have that much of a problem in English at all that most Indian students have. My sisters and my brothers don't have that problem either. So and in a way, I think it's good, and yet it isn't good because I don't know my own language, and I would like to learn it. And I have, you know, confidence in myself that I will learn someday. And I think, you know, when I get married, I'll teach my children Navajo. That's it.
The next person I'm going to interview is from Gallup area. The first question I like to ask you is, what are your reactions toward the convention they had here, NCAI?
Well, I think it was a pretty good convention because they get a lot of Indians in from all the different parts of the country or the United States. And I went down there for a couple of days and saw all these people. A lot of them paraded around, but all right, because they all got together. And I think it was good, too, that they did get Hickel and Bruce and Kennedy coming in, because in a way that shows how much the Indians are getting more involved with national scenes, I guess you would say, and these guys are, like, Kennedy is really a big shot. I never heard of NCAI until well, until school started, I didn't know it even existed in here. It's supposed to be going on for 24 years or something. And I guess they're just, as far as lobbyists, I guess you would say, in Washington, which is all right, consists of mostly older people. And I kind of wish that they would give a little more part of their convention or policies or what the whole thing is about to some of the young students, either high school and college students. I mean, they had all these, I don't know what they had, workshops? Or they had little speeches, little sessions. Mm-hmm. I think they should have devoted some of it to the youth. I mean, just the youth, having the platform and having them talk, mm-hmm. because they are striving for better education and et cetera, for the Indian people. And the young kids now are the ones that are really concerned right now, and they're the ones that are going to be up there where they are in about 10, 20 years.
What do you think of the radicals and Red Power?
Radicals. I guess Indian militants. I mean, you know, there's that group out in California, and there was a group at the convention from Berkeley, the United Native Americans. I think as far as what they're doing is all right for them, but I don't think Indians in this area. Who are more rural, and those people are more urban. It seems like more of the Indian radicals are the urban Indians instead of the rural Indians. Mm-hmm. And for the, I guess it's, I really don't know quite what they're up to. I mean, they can shout around and make noise. And in a way, they are making, you have to make some type of communication. I mean, this is what the society wants to hear. Even though they say it's not good to protest, this is what they want to hear. And they are making themselves heard, because I don't think anybody would have thought of impeaching Hickel until this group came up, and they have all those other posters, I mean, bumper stickers, the Indians discovered America and Indian power. And in a way, yeah, I like it. I like, you know, that they're... they are making noise, but I don't think it should get out of hand, because I think they should attack things on a very good basic structure. Like, they were really against Hickel. Well, I don't know that much about Hickel. I just know what they told me about Hickel, and boy, I'm all against Hickel. But at the same time, you know, I need some more proof for my own ultimate, how do you say it, opinion. Mm-hmm. And Red Power... when I first heard that, I kind of didn't like it, because it was just like Black Power. But then I found out that a lot of Indian students felt that they meant Red Power, Indian Power, according to them. And I heard people say that the Indians and the Chicanos are on a backlash, I guess that's what they call it, of the blacks. And I know that the Indian students and myself don't feel that way, that we are following the blacks, because we're completely different. I think anybody that feels that way is mostly the WASP, I guess you could say, generalizing on that. But Red Power, I do think the Indians should have some type of political power and support each other. Like, some of the Indians are losing their reservations, you know, dams are getting built over them, and mm-hmm. and they're just terminating and all that. And if all the Indians could, on a political force, use that force against the government, or against the whatever their the state or whatever is going on, because it's not good to lose your reservation. And if they can all get together and help other Indian tribes by doing this, I'm for it. But when it gets down to an individual basis or tribe versus tribe, it doesn't work there, because each tribe is different. And
let's see. What do you think? I mean, what did you think of the speeches that the, you know, the national officials, or what do you call them? What do you think of the speeches they made at the convention?
Well, I didn't hear them, but I read their speeches. I read Hickel's, Bruce's, and Kennedy's. And I think, just like all other politicians, it was just a political speech. I mean, they're all for the Indians, and they're going to help us, and they think that the Indians have gone through all kinds of atrocities and that they should be helped and we should be up to the level of the rest of society. I mean, this thing has always been said and they just repeated it over again. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really made any outstanding, innovative statement. It's just the same old thing again.
What about Kennedy? Do you think he's really a good friend to the Indians?
I don't know. I think that the whole Kennedy, I mean, they've been in the papers more, and they're kind of the idealized Americans in a sense. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether to believe him or not. I mean, maybe I have a mistrust of all politicians because they don't. I think that even though he is a politician and if he is on the Indian side, more people are going to listen to him. Mm-hmm. So I think it is good that he did come, and I think it is good that he speaks up for the Indian people because he's so, I guess you'd say, popular. And Robert Kennedy was very popular. And since they are popular people, and if we can get them to speak for us, I think it's good. But as my personal opinion of him, I have no idea. I'm wary of all politicians. Mm-hmm. They're gonna say what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. What about the state officials? What do you think of them? I mean,
in New Mexico, I don't. Well, Governor Cargo, I don't think that much of him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really say. In Arizona, only one I can think of is Barry Goldwater, and he's supposed to be a great Indian lover, but I kind of doubt that too. I don't think any of them. I don't think the Indians are really heard on a state basis in Arizona and New Mexico very much. And whatever they say, you know, they can say that they're for the Indians, but I don't think they really actually know
mm-hmm.
how it is and how they really live.
Now let's get to the university campus. What do you think, what should the university do for the Indian students?
Well, this semester, the Kiva Club, interested Indian students in the Kiva Club are trying to push for an American Indian Studies program, tutoring counseling program, and an Indian center. And I feel that this Indian Center is really, I mean, I think we really need that because it will serve as a nucleus of communication between ourselves and to the rest of the university because there's job opportunities and scholarship things that come in and there's a lot of information that relate to Indians that a lot of the Indian kids don't have an opportunity to see because we need a local place where we can go and obtain this, and this is what an Indian Center will do. And an Indian Center will also help us get together so we can build an American Indian Studies. Because right now we're kind of unsure whether we want a department, or we know that we can't get a department right now because of funding, but we want to start, and we've got to get together, we've got to get a director, we've got to get all of the Indian students on campus involved because there may be, say, well, this summer there wasn't any Indian students around except about 10, and we got together and we wanted to do something, but we knew that we weren't representative of all the Indian students, and this is what we got to work for now.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely feel that the university, as far as Chicanos and Blacks and ourselves, that they should provide some type of, I don't know, some type of study things, because you read in the history books and when the Indians beat up the cavalry, well, it was called a bloody massacre, but when the cavalry beat up an Indian village, it was called a victory. And just by things like that, it should change as far as historical things go.
Do you think if they do have, American studies, Indian American studies, do you think they should go into major in it, or?
I'm really thinking about that right now because I'm definitely for a minor because I can visualize a person, whether they're Indian or non-Indian, in the education college, and if they're going to teach in this area, I definitely think they should have a lot more courses like if we did have American Indian Studies and they could minor in American Indian Studies, because if they're going to